Okay. We'll do that. All right.
And we also have Marlon Favreite coming up in the final hour of the show.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
Your new Ford dealership in Lafourche Parish is Calvin Braxton Ford. You may need your vehicle serviced, but you don't want to drive too far. Get ready for some good news. The Calvin Braxton Ford service department in Lockport is now open. And better yet, they truly want to keep your vehicle running at its best. Now offering a special on gas-only oil changes, just $39.95 up to 5 quarts. Plus, with 4 new tires, your alignment is only $69.95. Yeah, Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is over. Cub fans, one left. Anthony Rizzo yesterday. Javier Baez today. Craig Kimbrel today.
Javier Baez.
You know what? I'm going to come over there and joke.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Questions of the day.
Yes, and one has to do with your New Orleans Pelicans. We're about to get into the number 17th pick that the Pelicans selected last night. Are you happy with the Pelicans selecting Trey Murphy and Herb Jones in last night's NBA draft?
I don't know how you can't be. You know Herb Jones, by the way, was the SEC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year in 2020, 2021.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. SEC Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. What do the Pelicans have a problem with, by the way?
A lot of things, but yeah, a big thing is defense.
Yeah. So, by the way, Trey Murphy, have you ever, you heard the graph yesterday?
Yeah. The graph was
50, 40, 90. Do you know what that means? 50% of his shot attempts he made, an elite 92.7% of his free throws. And he went 38 for 41 in the foul line just in that year alone, by the way. And, he's a 40% shooter from three-point range. I'm sorry, what
What does Pelicans need?
They need defense and they need shooting.
3-point shooting, yeah. Yeah. Two guys already. And if you believe Adrian Wojnarowski, the Pelicans had Trey Murphy at the top of their draft list, a draft board, and he fell to him at 17. And listening to Herbert Jones's head coach of Alabama, he's like, look, they got guys that got picked well above him that they're not. He thought Herbert Jones was a first round pick. So at least value, if not two really good players. Jordan, we had Trajan Langdon with us Tuesday. He's kind of a low key sort of, he seemed really excited yesterday with those two guys. Look, when he came over from the Nets, one of the reasons he was being looked at as the guy to take on over basketball teams was his ability to find some good players. And you forget, before the Harden and the Irvings and the Durants, the Nets were trying to build young and had a nice young team going. So there's some experiences. You brought up something. You wonder if David Griffin kind of said, all right, Trajan, help us find some players here.
Yeah, I mean, these guys kind of sound like the guys of, you know, a couple years back that Trajan Langdon brought to the Brooklyn Nets. And I just wonder if maybe he took the reins a little bit more this past. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but it just seems like he was more involved.
And we mentioned this as we bring in General D into the conversation. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys.
One of the things we've been talking about this week, General D, is hoping that you do fill your roster and bring in pieces that can marry with your new head coach. Obviously, you never know how it's going to fit. But look, you know, I mean, whether it's Jordan, I know you probably know this better. Match.com or the thing that you, you know, yes or no, you swipe left or right.
I probably should be, but I'm not.
You tend to probably do that, yes, because you like what you see, but you gotta see some traits and likes that probably marry with yours. You know what I'm saying? So listening to Willie Green in front of us on Tuesday tell us he wants to be a defensive team. He needs effort. He needs energy. He needs you to do certain things and roles, and you get two guys that literally that's what they do, it makes sense. And that's how I'm hoping that this roster continues to be constructed. Know your coach, know what he can do best, and then find him the pieces. General D?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that was one of the things when we were looking at, you know, filling in this roster, that was one of the things when I was kind of doing my draft prep, that was one of the things I kind of keyed in on. A couple of guys a little bit later in their career as college guys, but very specific in skills that they can do that can translate to the NBA game. Also, one of the things I want to point out is both these guys come from really good college coaching. And that means they're going to know how to play when they get into the NBA. They're going to know how to play with each other. They're going to know how to fill a role. That's one of the things, if you listen to Nate Oates talk, I mean, it sounds like you want to run through the wall with this guy. I mean, he believes in his players. He also knows that this guy was a defensive player of the year in the SEC. And has skill set to come in and contribute. And I think it was an absolute steal in the second round to get this guy. I think he can contribute. Now, will that be on a two-way contract? We'll wait to find out. But the guy that I've been, you know, ecstatic about was Murphy. I mean, he's a guy that not only is his three-point shooting going to help, but his ability to put the ball on the rim, get to the goal a couple of times off the bounce, but he go to the free throw line and shoot above 90%. Down the stretch, a lot of times when the game kind of gets a little bit tighter and, you know, the defense gets tight on you, you have to put the ball in the deck to create that space and not be afraid to go to the free throw line. That was one of the things that I think was a downfall to Lonzo Ball's game, and I think that's why he's going to be on the move. You know, so here's a guy that I think can do that. I think he'll figure out how to play with others. But, you know, I do think that Trajan Langdon took a bigger step in his GM spot this year. There was a collaborative approach, but I do think, if you look at it, I mean, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, similarities of this roster. Here's a Draymond Green type in Herb Jones, and maybe a Klay Thompson type and a catch-and-shoot guy from the outside. So very excited about that. I still think there's a lot of work to do here in the free agency period and a couple of guys that we would love to get that could really round out the roster. But what Jordan was saying earlier, I wanted to come over there and kind of hit him on the back of the head. I mean – this team actually did play hard down the stretch. They just couldn't find a way to win. And when losing 14 games as close as they did, I think some definite leadership is going to change some things, not only from the Willie Green side, but some veterans that are coming in. And there's some guys out there that I hope we're targeting. But what does y'all think about the interviews with these guys just, it seems like the maturity was there, and I think we talked about that a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. It seems like these guys are way more mature, even though they might be the same age as some of the Pelicans on the roster.
Well, I want to play this for you. Here's Trey Murphy, and he just finished speaking. This was him, and again, me and Jordan have been going after this since day one he got here. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I wish it was more like college baseball, where these kids could grow their game and grow who they are. You have a junior in one end, a 21-year-old in Murphy. I think while they're young players, you brought up a sense of maturity and wanting to. Plus, I want to play why he actually went to Virginia, which is really interesting to me. But first, how did college benefit you?
Oh, it benefited me a ton. The stuff I knew my freshman year, if I would have known that now, I might not have been in college for 3 years. But, I mean, just so many game experiences that you learn and different little things that you learn about the game that just takes time. I feel like it's super invaluable. And I definitely feel like that will be something that I have an edge over, you know, a lot of the younger guys, even though I still feel like I'm young. People label me as like an old guy to an extent, but it's like I just turned 21 and I feel like I have a lot of career ahead of me.
And one of the things too, in terms of growth, listen to this.
My dad is like 6'3" on a good day. And, my mom, she's 5'8", and so they're pretty tall. And I would say my growth spurts happened all throughout, like from high school, from ninth grade all the way till now. I mean, I was 5'8" as a freshman, 6 feet sophomore year, 6'3" going into my junior year, 6'5" senior year, and just progressively like growing like 2 inches or so. So, I mean, it hasn't really stopped like that.
Nice. You never know. General Deeth, there might be some more room for his growth here as well. One more, and it describes this game that he can go.
Yeah, I mean, I try to do everything on the court, and I want to make sure I don't have any deficiencies in my game. And so playing defense was something that I didn't do for my entire life, I'll be honest with you. But going to Virginia, you have to play defense. And so I took a lot of pride in it being there, and, you know, we repped it out a lot, and so I became a much better defender. And now I enjoy playing defense a lot. And so I know that's going to be something that will keep me on the floor. Obviously, my shooting will get me there, but keeping me on the floor will be my defense.
Oh, how much, when you did decide to transfer, how much did Virginia's, I guess, rep for having guys who defend and putting guys in the league like that have to do with what you know, where you end up wanting to go?
It was probably a top three reason for why I went to Virginia. I mean, I knew that if I wanted to become a better NBA prospect, I would have to defend at a higher level. And so going to the best defensive school in America was my best option. And then playing in ACC country, where I grew up my entire life, just made it a much easier decision.
General D, Jordan's about to tear. He's about to just lose it right now. To actually hear a player say, I'm going to go somewhere to get better at something I don't do well, and it's called defense. I don't know how you don't like this guy already, you know? I mean, I thought you wanted to hear that, though, because I saw that he had said that. I wanted listeners and fans to hear that. That guy chose to go to a top program, but a program built on defense, and one of the top programs in college basketball, and he did it because he knew he wasn't good at it. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, the self-reflection is really what's impressive, and I think that, you know, goes back to maturity. I mean, the Coach Bennett over there in Virginia, I mean, he's won at just every location he's been at, and his calling card has been defense. Nate Oates is kind of a very similar guy, kind of a grit and grind guy over in Alabama. But, you know, both versed on how to play team defense as well as to be man-to-man. But like I've talked about before, I don't care what you're running. It has to do with – it's more so with the will than it is with the skill. These guys have excellent skill, and it's going to be what they do in the gym when we're talking about getting in the lab, working on things by themselves. And it looks as though both these guys, from where they are right now, have come a long way and have some more growth to go. And I'm excited about both the picks. I think they can come in and contribute. But most of all, I think the organization is heading in the right direction. And if we round out this roster the right way, this is a team that only could make the playoffs, but actually can make a deep run if you put on two other veterans in its place. So I'm pretty excited about everything.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Guys, no, go ahead.
You guys have summed it up pretty well this week, man. I'm excited about the Pels, and great job on the telecast yesterday, on at least listening on the radio. Thought it was excellent. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Hey, quick break. We come back. Todd LeDuc from Monster Energy is our last of our Monster Truck drivers that we have spoken to this week. Monster Jam Saturday night, which is tomorrow, Jordan, at 7 o'clock. We'll speak with him for a quick few minutes, and then Marlon Favorite will join us as well on ESPN New Orleans.
The day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up.
Today's Medical Minute is provided to you by Thibodeau Regional Medical Center.
Hello, I'm Billy Nakian, the director of the Spine Center of Excellence at Thibodeau Regional. Have you had a recent neck or back injury, or have you been suffering with recurrent neck and back pain? Have you been searching for relief? Thibodeau Regional has developed a unique approach to treating neck and back disorders. The Spine Center of Excellence provides a comprehensive, patient-centered approach to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time from the right provider. The Spine Center is different because it offers centralized access to multiple specialties and services. Patients and their referring physicians are led by a nurse navigator through a process of assessment and treatment, individually tailored to the patient's unique condition. In addition to total care coordination, the Spine Center's comprehensive services include everything from high-tech diagnostic imaging to physical therapy, surgery, alternative medicines, and chronic pain services. If you're experiencing back or neck pain, call today. 985-493-4501. The Spine Center of Excellence of Thibodeau Regional will put you on the path back to your normal routine.
This Medical Minute was sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, nationally recognized for providing the highest level of quality care and patient satisfaction.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I saw it on local TV this morning as we bring in Todd LeDuc, driver of the Monster Energy truck over in Monster Jam. Sir, the dirt is down. The trucks are here. How are you? Good afternoon, Todd.
Dude, I am ready to go. Where practice is about to start here in about 35 minutes, and I'm walking the track currently as we speak. And it's just magical to be back here. I won the championship here 2 years ago, and just awesome to be back.
That's what I was going to tell you. Your picture on your profile page there has you holding, you know, different trophies and doing backflips and front flips and doing all of this. But do you still get excited every race and every single time you go into a place?
Oh, yeah, I love my job, and it shows. You know, I'm constantly smiling and having a great time. Like, I'm a goofball, but when the show starts and I shut that visor on my helmet, man, I'm the most competitive driver, and I'm probably the driver that hates to lose the most. I'm not going to lie. So, you know, every time I go out on the track, man, I'm known for my giant airs, doing big jumps, doing, you know, backflips, and they ended up naming the backflip ramp after me, the Monster Energy backflip ramp. So I'm just beyond excited, dude. I'm having a ton of fun, and I want to get the show started and see all these great New Orleans fans here.
It's been interesting to speak to four different drivers this week. You're the fifth. And I wanted to do that for a reason, just kind of get to know everybody. And everyone has different backgrounds. And one thing I constantly notice, though, is just that pure joy of once you get into that truck. And who wouldn't, right? I mean, I think I've kind of memorized some of the stats, 1,500 HPs, 1,200 pounds or something of that nature, monster duo tires, all that stuff. But are you still somewhat amazed at what – y'all pieces of machinery can actually do?
It is amazing. And people have been telling me this for the last about 5 or 6 years. They said that this Ford of Monster Jam is, you know, exploded. Just like the amount of tricks that we're doing, the airtime, the stunts that we're doing now that are on purpose, not just luck and, you know, it's actually skill. And I come from downhill mountain bike racing, and then I graduated up to off-road truck. So, like, I race across the desert because I live in Arizona. So I'm used to driving across the desert, dry desert air, and that kind of stuff. And then when I tested at Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, where Gravedigger's from, and they were like, Todd, you're really good at this. Naturally, you're pretty good at it. Do you want to drive for us? And I said, of course I do. And 11 years later, man,
wow.
I've won 2 world championships and 3 tour stadium championships. And I'm creeping up on my 100th win with Monster Jam. Pretty cool.
That's incredible, 11 years when you look at it like that. Todd, one of the other things I think that's interesting, too, is, as you mentioned, things that you guys do on purpose. And, you know, there's categories of two-wheel stunts and, you know, flipping and all air and all of that. It's gone a long way from when I was a kid, man. I'm 45, of, you know, monster trucks just crush cars, or there's a ramp on one end, a ramp on the other, and you're trying to jump over, you know, stacked of old beat-up cars to see Bigfoot or something kind of go in it, man. Do you remember and seeing how much this sport has sort of changed?
Yeah, because I'm 42, so I'm hearing you
okay.
on that. Like, I remember it was a big deal when a truck drove over a car. Now
right.
we're doing, you know, flips over a car. You know, it's just the way the sport's been growing and stuff. And when you get so many competitive people like myself, Adam Anderson, the driver of Gravedigger, son of a digger, which is Ryan Anderson, we're competitive, dude, and we're going to push the sport to new levels. And you know who wins on that level? The fans. Because just the stuff, you know, that are just awe-dropping, where the adults that come to these shows are going, did I just watch Todd the Duke do a front flip? And then the little kids are like, yay, one of them looks like a dog and one looks like a shark. So it's a perfect scenario. But like you said, the shows are changing here. We got racing right off the bat, and we do 4 brackets all the way to the winner. And then we go into skills challenge, which is balancing the truck on the back tires, the front tires, driving on 2 wheels. Whatever you can dream and think of, that's where we come out and we try those tricks. And then the best event, I think personally, is freestyle. It's 2 minutes of just craziness, car crash, smashing. You know, you just never know what's going to happen with these giant trucks.
I think it's great, man, to get back into the dome. Like I said, I saw it this morning on a local morning TV show, and seeing the dirt, the trucks there. And I remember the last time you guys were here, bringing my then 2-year-old. Just to kind of walk around, just, you know, see him, just grab the dirt, just kind of see how big those machines are and everything. So looking forward to getting in there this weekend, man. He's 4 now, and he understands a lot more. He actually has a handful of Monster, you know, Jam actually cars and everything that he plays with. So what would you tell fans that are showing up there tomorrow that you can expect?
Just be on time, get here a little early because of some of the COVID rules that we have here at the stadium, and then bring ear protection. That is by far the most important thing. And just sit back and enjoy. There's a lot of merchandise here, so bring a little bit of extra cash to buy a cool snow cone or, you know, just booklets, you know, with all the different trucks in it. And just sit back and enjoy, and we'll do the rest.
Todd, always a pleasure, man. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, you guys, for having me on here. And like I said, tickets are still on sale at MonsterJam.com and under Ticketmaster. And come on out.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to all the action tomorrow in the Dome, 7 o'clock with Monster Jam. Thank you, Todd. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye, guys.
Yep, for sure. I still remember when you met Gravedigger. You were a little, you know.
I was in awe. Mm-hmm. We were at Vinny's, and all of a sudden I see him walking in with the Gravedigger shirt on. I'm like, who is this guy?
What?
I was just like,
Gravedigger guy?
Okay. And then you were like, it's the guy that drives Gravedigger.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Like, who'd you think he was? I mean, he,
I don't know, because I really liked the shirt.
So that's what this boils down to. You just wanted him to just kind of just take it right off his back.
No.
Just hand it over to you.
No.
Jeez and Pete's.
No, it was one of, like, I remember it was one of my first Monster Jam events, and me and my dad made a sign.
Okay.
It says, put him in the grave, Digger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Here's head coach Sean Payton after practice today. Again, Chris Hogan seemed to really stand out. Just what he had to say.
I can't speak for the past offenses. Obviously, I'm familiar with his role in New England, but I think the smooth transition comes with his football IQ and experience. So it's not uncommon when someone, even if the terminology was different, There's route trees that are similar. There's principles that are similar. But I think it's more credit to his overall football IQ.
One of the things that also stood out today was Sacks Marlon Faye, right? Big Faye 504, who joins us now on the Sports Hangover. Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Marlon, 2 days of Saints training camp is in the books, and today was the first day we started seeing, you know, some guys get into the backfield. No pads just yet. That's tomorrow. What's the biggest difference, though, when the shoulder pads come on, sir?
Well, man, good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing today? Beautiful day. Hello,
doing
there.
Hello.
So the biggest difference, Gus, like guys getting after the quarterback without the pads, just really shows that they have been working extremely hard over the summer on critiquing their pass rush. When you don't have the pads on, you can only rush half a man. You can't bull rush. So, you know, there's an opportunity to show off how quick your hands and your feet got. When the pads come on, that's a real game pass rush. There's nothing livelier than a real game than one-on-one pass rush. And that's what everything comes out, bull rush, speed to power. You know, you can engage into a guy's chest full throttle without hurting them with the pads on, and that's where you find where your true pass rushers are.
Marlon, I know you sent me this a few hours ago, and it was something that you and Conquer Sports did, and basically the description, if an O-line oversets, make them pay for it. Just kind of give me your description on, or people the description, like, what do you mean when an O-lineman oversets, what is he doing?
Well, when an offensive lineman oversets, he kicks out too far west or east, depending on what side of the line he's on. So just a little coaching one-on-one with offensive linemen, and all my offensive linemen coaches out there listening, holler if you hear me. But they want their offensive linemen to stay, shoulder pads to stay vertical to the line of scrimmage, get kicked back, get out a little bit, but not too much, enough to where you can post step back down. And that's something we taught this entire summer of Conquer with our offensive linemen and just prepping our D linemen to really manipulate that space. And the way you do it, and Cam Jordan does a great job at this, and, you know, we've seen rushes here recently. A guy like Junior Gallette, he was a dog with this type of rushing. Being able to force the offensive lineman to hard set, they call it a hard set, to just jump out there. And what that is for us is an overset. If it works for the offensive lineman, then he's able to get his hands on you and now you're stuck. But if you're able to read it quick enough, and as you see in the video with our young players working out, and I put old school. I even got out there and showed an example of a rep. You can get it.
I see you on the video.
You see, it's funny, right? So that's what it is, Jordan. And you catch that counter club move inside a lot from some of the best pass rushers in our league.
You know, you're talking about pass rushing, and look, obviously, we're going to see and have to wait until there's contact and there's real games to be played. As to who's going to replace what Trey Hendrickson did and what improvement Marcus Davenport can do, what improvement or what kind of player Peyton Turner is. But, you know, we've brought up too, not having Onyemata. Carl Granderson got in on some action today. You saw, as well, Spence and a lot of people are high on Shy Tuttle. This is an opportunity for them as well, isn't it? I mean, I know a lot of times everyone looks at the edge rushers as the receivers per se, the sexy skilled players of the D-line. But this Saints defensive line has been good at stopping the run, and it's primarily by players that are no longer here. So that's what I'm kind of curious to see, who steps up there.
I am too, Gus. That's a huge area of concern for me in regards to the Saints interior line. I know there's, like you mentioned, a lot of expectations on the end with Cam Jordan and, of course, Davenport. A guy that I'm looking for that can probably give us a little bit of both is Kapasa Gunno. I hope I say his name right, from Kansas City. He was a second-round draft pick. You know, guys like that has playing experience is going to be huge. But on the flip side, Gus, to your point as well, it is a huge opportunity for guys like Shy Tuttle and Malcolm Roach to show that, hey, we may have not been a high draft pick, but we're worthy of competing and showing that we could do run stops and pass rush inside, so you don't have to look far if you're looking for that replacement. But again, that is still to me the number one area of concern in that run game in particular, Gus. With David Onyemata out, who's going to step up and for sure come with the run stop?
Tanau Passanau is his name. I don't even look at the lettering because it's going to confuse your brain. It's Tanau Passanau. At least that's how I heard, what's his name, say it from CBS Sports. So that's what we're going with. Jim Nance. Jim Nance did a game, and there was a sack,
He
goes, Tanau Passanau. Fantastic. If it's good enough for Jim Nance, it's good enough for Gus Kattengill and Marlon Favre.
It surely is. I
struggled
a while with
Antetokounmpo
for a while with Giannis' name.
So, I just said Giannis. Yes. I eventually got that. Marlon, final thing for you. Look, you got two things, 2 days in. Tomorrow's the pads, having the fans in there as well. They're off Sunday. So normally you don't get like that first day off for a little bit. I want to say it's one of the earlier days they have off. Now, that said, they don't have another day off until they actually get on an airplane and head to Baltimore. So, as I've said before to you, this is something that I think is something fans need to remember. You started training camp with 13 practices before going to your first preseason game. You've got two in the books. Do the math, carry the one. You're down to 11. So,
good math.
For some of these young players, it's, you know, now with the pads on, the next couple of days here, especially this next week, right? Tomorrow and then Monday through next Friday, you're going to have to start to shine here.
Yeah, you're going to have to step it up. It's not a lot of time, especially with the new preseason and only two games. You're going to have to make impressions like yesterday. You're going to have to, if you're a DB, make some interceptions, put the starters in a very uncomfortable position and make a name for yourself. Because this is what goes on, Gus. Those coaches, once they watch film with us, they get staff meetings and they watch film and they break down and they evaluate. And they analyze what guy works and what guy don't work. So my advice to young players has always been there is definitely the eye in the sky. And it's always looking. So make sure you're putting yourself in a position to show that you're making plays. And lastly on this subject too, Gus, you're auditioning for 31 other teams. Auditioning for 31 other teams. So whatever you put on tape once those preseason games come up, the other teams that have those needs, they're looking as a possibility for you to land a solid home.
Mm-hmm. All right. There he is. Marlon Fairwright, thank you so much. So try to stay cool. At some point, it won't be 110. That's all I can tell you. I'm not going to tell you there's a cool front coming. Hopefully it won't be 110. But stay hydrated, because especially you like the hoodie and the long sleeves when you work out there.
I got you, Gus. I can tell you one thing. I'm glad those high school kids are going back to training camp. Boy, they wore me out this summer.
Woo. Sounds good. There he is, Marlon Favre. A Big Faith 504 and Inside the Trenches of the Podcast. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the weekend, fellas. Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Should we even bother calling the Graf right now?
Why would we?
Because he's out there celebrating. Deal the Dodgers, Maze. Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans. Breaking news! DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports. DraftKings has finished dotting their I's and crossing their T's, meaning you can begin playing right now. Get a free entry into DraftKings daily fantasy contest with your first deposit of $5 or more and get a free shot at winning thousands of dollars. Making a lineup on DraftKings adds excitement to every night, and it's simple to do. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every moment means more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Every player has a salary associated with drafting them. Assemble a lineup of players while staying under the salary cap, then sit back and watch your points pile up. Download the top-rated DraftKings app and use code LAROSE when you sign up. For a limited time, all new players can have a free shot at winning thousands of dollars with their first deposit. That's code LAROSE, only on the DraftKings app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start, and we're here to help.
Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1000. What's the question of the day? I mean, I know I should look. Bell's got two nice draft picks. We'll play some, what's his name? Trey Murphy?
What's his name?
Yeah, we'll play some of that. I just...
Well, the question of the day is Friday's DraftKings question of the day. Are you happy with the Pelican selecting Trey Murphy and Herbert Jones? Yeah. Comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
Not so long ago. I was very happy, Goosey.
Not so long. That was quite a few years ago.
Not so long ago. Heartbreaking seeing Anthony Rizzo. You saw the video today, Jordan. He brought his dog and his family to the outfield to take pictures one last time in front of the IV.
What a joke.
Kimbrel's gone. He's a White Sox. Baez is a Met.
Well, he's down the road.
Got 24 minutes left to find out where Bryant is going. And now my show is interrupted by Jeff Passan on my TV screen bringing up the Dodgers. Grabbing shortstop Trey Turner from the Nationals for 4 players on top of right-hand pitcher Max Scherzer, who's like a Cy Young winner. Shockingly, Ty Graffanini is on. Covers your New Orleans Saints and is the voice of the Pelicans. Where are you finding the money? You're like LeBron and the Lakers here. I mean, how many players do y'all legitimately need? How many?
Gus, back to back. That's all I care about.
That's it.
It really doesn't matter. back to back. And I'm sorry that your Cubs got blown up. Back to back. Goodbye.
Yeah. That's it. Todd Graffanini. We're serious.
Wait, he's just hanging up like that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing else to really talk about. I mean, it's, you know. What am I going to ask him? How did Taysom Hill look?
Gosh, you can't be having guys, people come on your show and just disrespecting you like that.
What am I going to ask him?
You just got to hang
How
up
How good
on
is
him.
Chris Hogan? I'm sorry. I'm out of it. Literally the worst managed situation in sports. Literally.
It's Friday.
Should have won more.
It's Friday. Who cares? It's Friday.
It's just hard, okay? It's hard. So, like, I know it's over, but, like, seeing the relationship status being changed on a Facebook page, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, get it. We're not talking as much. And all of a sudden you go to single, just seeing it. You understand what I'm getting at?
No.
No? You don't understand that? I mean, you know, sort of like, I get it. I mean, but like, did you have to do it after you hung up with me? I mean, like, can you give it a day?
No.
Now, granted, it's been a couple of years since the Cubs won the World Series.
Why would you give it a day? I told you we were broken up. We're doing it right away.
So you're doing it even before, like, you make the phone call.
No.
Or would you, today's day, do y'all even do that in an era of ghosting? Do you even bother texting? Or you probably text someone.
You don't even bother putting the relationship.
I'm asking you.
The relationship
as a
status.
Clea Bear man, would you, the day that you decide it's time to move on from something, would you at least have the decency to say.
I'd have the decency. I would not go
this
somewhere.
Is going to be tough. It's not you, it's me. I mean, whatever. However, whatever line you want to use then afterwards, but will you at least pick up the phone and make a phone
call?
Yeah,
I'm not going to be just like, I'm going to text you like.
Okay. So you're not going to text, it's over.
And I'm not going to ghost you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
Are you going to change the relationship status immediately?
I probably wouldn't even have said it in the first place.
Okay. Well, that's a point of contention. I can tell you that right now. My current wife. When I didn't change my relationship status to just taken or whatever it is. In a relationship. Yeah. I mean, like 3 days in. Are you going to change? I'm like, I'm sorry. I hadn't got around to it. It's not like it's on top of my. Ooh. I'm not even kidding you. Like,
I have
arguments,
to get in a relationship so I can change my status.
Listen to me. Arguments took place.
Over that?
Yes. To some people, that's a big deal. At least it was 9 years ago. So,
well, yeah, 9 years ago, I could see it being a bigger deal.
Still says you're single. I'm like, what are you even talking about?
You don't love me anymore.
Well, no, that was day five. But day three, I was being asked, am I still single?
Wait, were you confronted about it and still just didn't do it? Like, because this is a different story. Then Anna kind of has a
point. Well, then I had a point. Then I was like, well, what does it bother you so much?
So then you just were being a hardhead.
Let's go to John on the show. John, how you doing?
Doing well, Gus. Jordan, I just want to say real quick, I wanted to talk about the Pell, but I will say, funny story, my brother changed my relationship status to married on Facebook. I was a single man at the time, and I had so many aunts and uncles very upset they weren't invited to the wedding. So it is very important to a lot
See?
Of people about your relationship status. So like I said, you don't let people know on Facebook that they're upset they weren't invited to the wedding. So it is important. It's very important.
Answer like, right, did I not get invited?
Well, I mean, one day you're single and the next day you're getting married.
Right,
I mean,
big leap there. I didn't even see I'm in a relationship stage. Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, they weren't worried about who I was married to. They were very upset that they weren't invited to the wedding for the free food and the free alcohol. That's
sounds
what they were upset about.
Sounds like a good family, though.
Let me tell you something. It can't even John. John, you can't even just say, like, husband or married. It has to be husband to or married to as well, by the way. Just letting you know.
I don't know who my brother put, but that was they wasn't even worried about who it was. They were just upset that they weren't invited. But they didn't worry about who it was too. But anyway, I just wanted to say real quick about the Pelicans before y'all get off. The picks themselves, I think as a fan, I'm not upset with. I'm really not. I will say though, some side things that had gone on is what made me upset. Like in directly was the availability of Landry Shamet and what he actually went for.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Pelicans were in a great spot at number 17. If all it took was Javon Carter, who maybe gets 3 minutes a season, and the number 29 pick to get somebody who's arguably, you know, a great bench guy, come off the bench, get you warmed up, drop you 10 a game, especially from the perimeter. I mean, the Pels at number 17 very easily, I think, could have gotten Shamet, and that's a guy who I think is a designated veteran who's been in the league, who's been on playoff teams, been in a winning culture, that, like, at 17, the Pels easily, in my opinion, may have gotten him. Now, I don't know how the money would have worked out, but, I mean, that's just a little disheartening for me that seems like a move that the Pels could have made.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny that you mentioned the money, because I know yesterday, and I think they also even traded another team for more capital money-wise. I know they traded with the 76ers for like $2 million later in the draft yesterday for a pick. So it seems like they're trying to create more, grow kind of their capital and go after a free agent this offseason. So maybe they're looking into a veteran player, and maybe it wasn't Shamet, and they're just trying to grow up their capital a little bit more to go after the guy that they're looking at.
Yeah, and like I mean, if you're developing a capital and your investment in, let's say, a Kyle Lowry, I mean, you know, at what expense is it that you say, maybe let's try to do a different, I mean, are they dead set, you think, on Kyle? Or is that something that's just being reported and maybe blown into smoke? Or, I mean, do y'all think they're actually going to trade all those assets in and gain capital for Kyle Lowry?
There's a lot of smoke to that.
Yeah, I just, as a fan, I mean, that doesn't seem like a great number one option to invest in. I mean, that's just me. I mean, he's a 35-year-old point guard.
I said it the first day I saw that report, John. I'm like, I think he's a good player. I understand. But
you just got rid of two bad contracts.
Well, that's what I'm
two
getting
bad
at. And I understand this whole, and that's why you've heard me, John, kind of get into this whole, hey, well, I need culture. A lot of it has to come from inside, too. But for a guy like that to choose you over winning teams and chances for him to win, you're going to have to overpay. And is that what you want to do? So
exactly. And from the Pelican standpoint, I'm in on this, too, but from the Pelican standpoint, he's not Chris Paul. Kyle Lowry, with all due respect, is not Chris Paul. He's not going to come in and do a Chris Paul get to the front. That's not who Kyle Lowry is. So, I don't know. I hope they make the right decision and maybe Kyle Lowry gets the answer. But that's it. But like I said, Facebook status is important.
I hear you. Thank you, John. Appreciate it for backing me up there.
Have a great weekend.
Phone call, and maybe we can check in with Kenny Farrell. Just got out of a plane. His thoughts on the men and women's national soccer team next on ESPN New Orleans. Breaking news! DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports. DraftKings has finished dotting their I's and crossing their T's, meaning you can begin playing right now. Get a free entry into DraftKings daily fantasy contest with your first deposit of $5 or more and get a free shot at winning thousands of dollars. Making a lineup on DraftKings adds excitement to every night, and it's simple to do. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every moment means more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Every player has a salary associated with drafting them. Assemble a lineup of players while staying under the salary cap, then sit back and watch your points pile up. Download the top-rated DraftKings app and use code LAROSE when you sign up. For a limited time, all new players can have a free shot at winning thousands of dollars with their first deposit. That's code LAROSE, only on the DraftKings app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fan.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
On the Sports Hangover, sir, give me your best two and a half minutes. What you got?
Me? You talking to me?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. Me, brother. Listen, two quick observations. First observation, if you coach Sean Payton and you ask him a question, and his observation, he starts talking about a wide receiver that was playing lacrosse last week, we're in trouble. Okay? The only thing he had good to really say was, a wide receiver that was playing lacrosse last week is intelligent, and he likes his intelligence. What? We're in trouble, guys. Now, as far as the Pelicans, okay? Look, we don't need no more assets. You have your Batman and Robin, supposedly. Okay? We don't need the draft picks, okay? You go spend every penny you got and go get Chris Paul and get him in for 2 years and blow all your money. And let me tell you why, okay? When you have a young team and you're a coach or whatever, all right, what do you normally do with a young team? We all standing out in the field with our kids, aren't we? We're teaching them where to go, where to stand, what to do. That's what Chris Paul does. Lonzo Ball don't know that. He needs to go. He's not the point guard that's going to get you where you need to be. What Chris Paul's going to do, and don't get me wrong, Chris Paul is not the guy he was 5 years ago. But what he did this year with Phoenix is exactly what he could do even better with the Pelicans, because I think the Pelicans have better players. I really do. And he's going to put Zion where Zion's one-on-one and can't be stopped. He's going to put B.I. on an elbow where he's almost 7-10 of shooting. He's going to put that new guy, Murphy, that we just got, who's a little piece, he's going to put him in a corner and have him sit there and be ready to make a shot. That's the guy you need, okay? Kyle Lowry is not that guy. I would not overpay for this guy. Don't get me wrong, he's good. I would take him over Lonzo Ball, but he's not that guy. I would almost take Mike Conley over him because he's a floor general. Not a great offensive guy, but he gets the people where they need to be. And that's what the Pelicans need. It's not about a coach. It's not about the awesome players you got, because if you watch any basketball, which I watched very little last year, you know, we have our reasons. But of the basketball that I watched, okay, Zion was unstoppable, okay, when he wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul will make him that guy and better. Same with B.I. B.I. had to try to get to his spot and then make something happen. All he's got to do now is not think about anything but shooting when you have somebody like Chris Paul on the court. Now, again, Chris Paul, he's a Willie Green guy,
right?
Okay? He does love New Orleans. He didn't leave like Anthony Davis did. He left because we had a, did I say crap on radio? A crap
well, you just did.
Organization. Okay,
right?
Well,
no, I hear you.
You're good.
I hear you. D,
the
look,
organization is supposed to be more solid.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Look, D, like I said, there's a lot of proving that needs to be done. And there's a reason why not only you, a lot of Pels fans are like, I either have heard this before, I'll see it when I believe it when I see it, whatever phrases and things that you want to use. But anyway, man, I want to get to Coach Farrow before the end of the show. Thank you, D. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, bud. Yep. Let's see. Earlier today, over there in Tokyo, Jordan, this took place.
Megan Rapinoe to send the United States to the semi-final of Tokyo 2020! It doesn't get much more comprehensive than that! Megan Rapinoe into the top corner, and the USA win 4-2 on penalties!
How about that? So that took place this morning. Head coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters. Penalty kicks! I know all you guys hate it. Jordan hates it. You hates it. Everybody, I loved it. It brought it. It was incredible. But look, they win, they get into the semis. What about the performance?
Well, I think time is starting to tell a little bit on the team, with some of the age that we have to deal with. But, you know, it's been close. They lost to Sweden. They tied to Holland. They're not normally in these situations. They've gone through on penalties, and with a bit of luck, they can carry it through. I think the message is that when they come back from the Olympics and they're looking at the World Cup, they need to get some fresh players into the team. I think they could ride this through and win it, but the era might be coming to an end. Mm. It was very close today. Could have gone out in a penalty shootout. They're meant to be the number one in the world, which they are, but the time might be running out on them. So let's hope that they can have good performances in the semifinal, win it, and go on to the final, and then take a look at where the team's going from there for the next World Cup. Because if there's one criticism I have of the team, it's that they haven't blooded too much new players into the team. And that might be telling just a little bit. With all due respect, Holland and Sweden were superb as far as where they've come as nations. Sweden's been coming on for a long time. Holland did extremely well. And they can count themselves a little bit lucky, I think. Even though they were the better team on the day, I think a little bit lucky to go through in a penalty shootout. You asked me about penalty shootouts, and I wouldn't want to win or lose the penalty shootout. I still say it. I would like the United States to win that game in play.
No, I hear you. I understand. I understand. That's why I asked you about it. But what do you think of overall the ability of that team to win the gold? You think they have a shot?
Yeah, I still put my money on the USA to win it. If Sweden get through the other semifinal, what a game to look forward to. It's going to be great. If USA go through and Sweden go through, what a game. I mean, they lost the first one 3-0. I do still have my money on the USA. They've got too many players that can finish. They understand how to get through tough games like they did today. they probably learned from the first game with Sweden, and I would still have my money on the USA, and I hope they do win the gold, and that would start to look at some new players coming through to get ready for the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, yesterday as well, during the day, or in the evening, I thought, I love this. Not sound. Beautiful cross as the U.S. get a goal in the 86th minute. Kenny, I texted you this earlier here as well. I love the passing, the play there. Beautiful. I mean, like, when you look at this view that I'm watching here from at Gold Cup over on Twitter from behind the net, it really isn't much room that they sneaked that ball in. But, man, look, there's one thing I've noticed by this B team that Buckholter's put in, and it's the crowd seems enthused. They seem to play with passion and energy. One of the things you've always said you wish you would see with some of the other guys. And you know what? There's an exuberance to them, and there's, dare I say, some skill to it. Now, you know better soccer than me, but I'm seeing passing I hadn't seen before. I'm seeing defensive plays I hadn't seen before.
No, I totally agree. I think we spoke before when Berhalter first took over the team. There was no belief. Fans weren't behind him. There was criticism. Should he be there? Should he not be there? The media weren't on his side, and he was trying to build his new team. And we were both saying, Gus, let's give him a couple of years, where it goes. When they won against Mexico in the Nations League, in that very great game, by the way, and then went on to beat Costa Rica, they hit a new plateau. Everybody started getting behind them. And believe me, if you want to win things, you need the crowd behind you. You need good reports in the media. You need everything going for you. Players feel good about themselves. So the players feel good about themselves, and that transcends to the crowd now who's sending the message back to the players. This is a good place to be. But we did know going into this tournament, he was using players that may not have, if it was, they were very serious games, may not have been in the squad. And he's probably got a core feeling, a gut feeling for these players now, and I think he's been very smart to do that. However, the next game is against Mexico in the final of the Gold Cup, and it's never a friendly. And nobody wants you to try players out. Everybody wants to win that game because of it. And we said this when the tournament first started. So we got to that point, and we've got to look forward to what he does here. And I think the real test for us is when we start the qualifying for the World Cup. And that's when he's going to know what players he has and who he can trust on the pitch to bring the results home, no matter who they're playing. So this has been a great run. I think this has been a great run. They've got the crowd on their side. They've got new players in there that haven't normally played at that level that he's got an understanding of. He knows who his best players are. He's putting the system together. Right now, I would say they're in a very good position.
Kenny, we'll see what happens Sunday. I know I'm looking forward to it. Sunday evening, USA and Mexico for the Gold Cup. I will be texting you. Maybe, you know, I might get permission. Can you get permission from yours? I'll get permission from mine. We'll go watch it together somewhere. What do you think?
I will definitely try to get permission.
You see? That's a wise man, Jordan. You heard him. I will try to get permission. I like that. Head coach Kenny Farrell of the Jesters, thank you, sir. Appreciate it, buddy. Got to go.
All right. Take care.
All right. There we go. Matt Muscoto. And after further reviews up next.